the impact that this tournament has on the Marquette community, you know, a financial impact and just publicity and getting people here.
Yes, one thing that I have to say is that having that 1 year off, you know, gave us another time to reflect. We did play last year up here in the UP, non-Legion ball, so they played some competitive ball. But our goal was to host the state tournament and to have a first-class experience in a good field. So we used the opportunity to really get the word out to our community. They rose to the occasion. I couldn't be more proud of all our sponsors and all the help that we got to make this possible. It's right now, it's a dream come true to win your first game on top of everything else.
It is. You know, and you look at just how many people don't see it when they're not here. I mean, you see it at the ballpark. You see all the people here. But how many people have worked and volunteered their time to make all this go out this week?
Dozens of people. You know, you can't even name anybody. You know, we do have a corporation now that's a 501c3 that we formed, which really helped us when we needed to reach out and have that economic help that now that's tax deductible generally from a corporation. So that helped us gain some money. The other thing, too, is we had credit extended to us to give us time to raise money, and so we've worked hard on it. We're able to pay all our creditors and continue to save for the future. So that's really everything that we got going.
And this was a great day for Post 44, too, wasn't it?
It was. I'm proud of our Post and community. We had the American Legion family here in full force out rooting the parents. Many faces I recognize from the past, parents and helpers coming out to cheer us on. But they made it close, and they made it a nail-biter. They had the go-ahead run at the plate with a big slugger there, so they put the heart rate up for us. But you know, we got
four,
the lead pitching.
All four games were nail-biters.
Yeah, every one of them.
What a great day.
This one didn't look like one, but it was.
It was at the end.
Yeah.
Sure was. Well, Mike Trickey, thanks for everything you do and for the boys. And we're going to get the boys over here and talk with them. And we'll see you in the morning.
Thank you, and thank you, Marquette community, for everything.